You what? You need to see my ID. Why? Oh, to prove I'm of age. Okay. There you go then. I'm certainly of age, as you can see. I was actually wondering about a few things, if it's okay to ask. Oh, good. How many people come in here and giggle before asking about the Great American Challenge over there? Gotcha. You thought I was going to ask a really personal question, didn't you? Do you get a lot of those? Mostly guys, you say? Ugh. That's such a bummer. I mean, I can't say that I totally blame them. What do you mean? What do I mean? You're gorgeous. Plain and simple. The curve of your cheek. The subtle dip at your collarbones. Don't get me started on your hands. You've got amazing hands. How do I know? I just know. That's what I do. I drink and I know things. Yeah, that's Game of Thrones. Nah, I never watched the show, but I've got a friend who would fight you to prove Tyrion's the best. I'm more of a Marvel gal myself. Really? You know, I heard there's a full line of sex toys based on the Avengers. I have to say I've been thinking about getting the Captain America anal plug. He is my favorite Avenger after all. What? You too? I mean, I'm not fully up on my Cap lore, but he's just so interesting. The underdog, given this advantage through science, but still a decent dude. And then there's the fact that he missed all that time. Would you maybe want to hang out and watch Captain America movies with me sometime? You know, in a friendly sort of way. I'd really like that. Do you want my number? Oh, shit. I almost forgot why I came in here in the first place. I need some gag gifts for a friend's 21st, and I've heard that this is the best place in town for that sort of thing. Oh, yeah. I think the grow a boyfriend and a couple of sets of edible panties should do the trick. Now, don't be a stranger. Give me a call. We can set up a time to hang out. Looking forward to it. I can't believe I let you talk me into this. I feel so out of place in this outfit. Yes, I know that it's cosplaying. And yeah, I know. I understand that I'm not going to be the only one dressed up. I'm so nervous that no one's gonna like it or that I'll look at a place. Do you think I look draconic enough? And this seashell, do you think it's enough of an emblem for Aphrodite? Yeah, I know. I put a lot of time into it. And I'm really happy with the result. Yeah, I know it turns you on. I'm really nervous. Besides, you look amazing as an elf. A high elf, excuse me. But I could never get up to that level of cosplay. I know it's taking you time to get to this outfit, but you just look so sexy. Yes, I'm so glad you invited me to join you for Gen Con this year. Honest, babe, I'm so happy to be here with you. I never would have expected this from that lame conversation we had about Captain America all those months ago. Because I never expected you to be into me like this. I saw you behind that counter there and I was struck dumb, as if Cap's shield had bonked me in the head. I know. That much vibranium at full speed would probably kill me. We've talked about it before. Now, can we get going? I'm starting to sweat, and you know how long this makeup took me. Of course we can have fun at the end of the evening. Promise. Okay, let's go. You were right. Yes. Goddess, yes, you were right, okay? A dragonborn paladin can be as sexy as fuck and draw just as much attention as their sexy as fuck high elf rogue companion. No. Not tonight. You put me through all this. It's my turn to be in charge. Strip, puppy. I want you completely defenseless. Give me your short swords. Yes. And your leather armor. Good. Now, I know you have a blade strapped to your ankle and the inside of your wrist. I want those too. Good. Have you anything else hidden on your person? What a good little slut you are tonight. I will lay aside my weapons, and I will fulfill my oath to the goddess Aphrodite to spread her word through love. On your knees, you mewling wretch. I am going to tell you exactly what I want tonight. Exactly what you are going to do to me, and what I am going to do to you. You will sit there like the precious little slut you are, and you will listen closely. And while I am telling you all this, I will slowly strip off my own armor. By the time I am done, you will be dripping wet. Ready to do anything I say, and ready to follow my orders completely. Do you understand, puppy? Good. Tonight is about our shared pleasure, but as you are aware, I have very particular needs. We will start with kissing. Your hands on my hips. Our lips locked on each other as we feed off each other's lust. From there, you will slowly kiss down my chest, over my collarbones and my breasts, down my stomach, your fingers skimming over my skin the whole way down. Up here, my disobedient little puppy. I know that seeing the features you're about to be tasting is so tantalizing, but I want your focus to be on my words, not my actions. There we go. That's my gorgeous, attentive slut. You will kiss over my hips and thighs, down to my toes. At that point, you will return to my stomach, hands returning to my hips as you pull me closer. And then you will look into my eyes like the desperate and needy little puppy that you are, and you will ask me, Miss, may I taste your pussy? Of course I'll say no, because I want you to snivel and whine a little more, but I'll eventually relent. You can't wait, can you? You know what? I'm not sure I can either. You're such an endearing little slut. How could I refuse you? Besides, I can see you're dripping wet and oh so ready for me. Now, before we get started, I have a little gift for you. Really, it's more for me, but I want you to wear it. Yes, it's a strap on, my petulant little puppy. You're going to fuck me with this after you've readied my pussy with that greedy little tongue and your nimble little fingers. Such a sweet little slut you are. You look fantastic in that strap on. I can't wait any longer. Kiss me, puppy. Good ass. Yes. I love the feeling of your hard strap on breast against my thigh. Fuck. The way you rock your hips against me is intoxicating. Fuck. I love the feel of your lips and tongue on my neck. Yes. Oh, yes. Right there. Oh, goddess. You make my knees weak. My precious. Oh, gorgeous. Delectable slut. Oh, your fingers are like magic over my skin. Are you sure you're a rogue? Oh, goddess, yes. Cast prestidigitation on me. Mark my skin, my naughty little puppy. What are you doing? This isn't what we had agreed upon. But goddess, does it feel good? Okay, wait. Let me lay on the bed. Goddess, your fingers feel so good against my legs and your tongue. Fuck, yes, goddess, yes. I see now why you maxed out your sleight of hand and fuck, puppy. Oh, your fingers are so amazing. And your tongue. Goddess, yes, use that infernal tongue on my clit again. Oh, fuck, yes. Goddess Aphrodite, smile upon your child. God, yes. My sultry. Wanton puppy. Oh, kiss me. I need to taste myself on your mouth. Fuck. Goddess, yes. Fuck me. You impudent thieving puppy. Steal away my honor. In the name of the goddess Aphrodite, queen of love and passions wild. Fill my quivering loins. Fuck. I fucking love the way you fill me. Oh, goddess, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. My adoring, ravishing slut. I want you to come with me this time. Oh, I want your pleasure to collide with mine. Help me to extol the virtues of the goddess. God, yes. Aphrodite. Oh, Aphrodite. Oh, praise Aphrodite. Oh, you were wonderful, puppy. Oh, but now it's my turn to worship you. Oh, let's take this strap on off you and... Oh, there we go. Your body is gorgeous. You know that, right? You've got soft curves in all the right places. And such a delicate firmness as well. The crook of your elbow. The bend of your knee. These delectable ribs. I love getting to see you stripped of your defenses. You open up. You light up. You become a whole different person when you feel safe. I'm honored that you let me in. That you let me see this part of who you are. Now, puppy. Don't get too impertinent. I know what you want. Roll over for me. Let me see that glorious ass of yours. I honestly could worship this ass for eons. Stop squirming so much. I know it feels good. That's why I do it. Don't make me get out that hempen rope. Good slut. So well behaved you are. Now, where was I? Oh, that's right. Goddess, you taste amazing. You really do. I love the way you quiver as my tongue flicks you right here. Yes. Just like that. Such a delightful little slut you are for me. I want you to come against my tongue, puppy. I want you to grab that pillow, lean into me, and come hard against my mouth. Yes. Fuck yes. That's right. Come, puppy. Come for me. I love the way your ass clenches against me. Such an obedient little slut you've been tonight. You've been so good for me. Come here, my love. Let me hold you. You've been such a good puppy for me tonight. So willing. So responsive. You're all right. You're safe. That's right. It's okay, puppy. You're safe here. Rest your head here, love. There you go. Breathe steady. You're amazing. You know that, right? 6 months ago, I never would have thought I could even go to a convention like this, let alone cosplay at one. But then I met you, and my world has been rocked ever since. Your snuggles are the best. How did I do tonight, goddess? Shit, boss, I know. I just got wrapped up in the paladin mindset. I know you're not Aphrodite. It's just you're so beautiful, and you really could be mistaken for one of the gods all dressed up like you were tonight. I didn't do too bad, did I? Maybe I should take the reins more often? Only if you promise to wear that gorgeous leather armor more often. Oh, you want to play goddess to my paladin again sometime? I mean, if we follow the ways of Zeus, you can be whatever you want. Mm-hmm.